From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is scheduled for a meeting this hour in Kenya with Somalia's president. Earlier today, Clinton laid a wreath commemorating the victims of bombings at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania 11 years ago tomorrow. President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, is to make what the administration considers a comprehensive statement on counterterrorism policy today in Washington. The administration has been promoting a combination of military action and diplomatic, cultural, and economic initiatives to combat terrorism. The Senate is in the final stretch of debate on whether to approve Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court, with a vote likely today. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from the Capitol.
Over the course of debate, many Republican senators have taken to the floor to oppose Sotomayor's confirmation. They cite her outside speeches and writings as indication of personal bias and target cases she's ruled on related to property rights, gun rights, and discrimination. But Sotomayor has picked up Republican support from senators such as Kit Bond of Missouri.
I do not believe that the Constitution tells me that I should refuse to support her merely because I disagree with her on some cases. I will support her. I'll be proud for her, the community she represents, and the American dream she shows is possible.
Lawmakers are expected to move on a final confirmation vote today. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Lawyers for former Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson say there will be an appeal of his conviction on 11 counts of felony corruption. They include bribery, racketeering, and money laundering. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
It's an image that's hard to forget. $90,000 in cash, wrapped in aluminum foil, in a congressman's freezer. And apparently, it's an image a federal jury couldn't forget either when they convicted former New Orleans Democrat Bill Jefferson of corruption. Jefferson was accused of accepting more than $400,000 in bribes and soliciting millions more in exchange for doing business deals in Africa. In total, he was convicted on 11 of 16 counts. Jefferson was acquitted on 5 counts, including obstruction of justice and violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. That law makes it illegal to bribe foreign government officials. The 62-year-old Jefferson has been allowed to remain free until he's sentenced in October. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Felicia has reached Category 4 strength in the Pacific, but National Hurricane Center forecaster Jack Bevin says the hurricane is out in open water.
Felicia is far from land at the present time and will stay that way for several days.
Bevin says Felicia is expected to weaken as it moves over colder water. Oil prices have fallen to around $71 per barrel today overseas, on new signs of a weak economy. This is NPR. Three people, including a married couple, have been sentenced to death in India for bombing attacks in 2003 in Mumbai. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
More than 50 people were killed in the bombings, which targeted the Gateway of India, a famous landmark in Mumbai, and a busy jewellery market. Hanif Saeed, his wife Fahmida, and Ashrat Ansari were convicted last week by a special anti-terrorism court on charges that included murder and criminal conspiracy. Today, the three stood impassively in the dock as the judge ordered they should be hanged. The court heard evidence the attacks were retaliation for the mass killing of Muslims in the western state of Gujarat in 2002. The prosecution maintained the three defendants were members of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistan-based Islamist militant group accused of carrying out last year's assault on Mumbai that killed more than 160 people. The death penalty is rare in India and is often commuted. The three plan to appeal. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
A roadside bomb killed 21 people in southern Afghanistan today. Officials say the civilians were on their way to a wedding. Women and children were reported to be among those killed. At least 5 people were wounded. Helmand province in Afghanistan, where the bombing occurred, is a major area of Taliban activity. Thousands of U.S. Marines and British troops are conducting offensives there. The U.S. Senate has reached a deal to extend the so-called Cash for Clunkers program that provides rebates to customers who trade in cars and trucks for new, more fuel-efficient models. A vote is possible today. Most of the current existing $1 billion fund has been spent, and President Obama has said it would go broke by tomorrow if it's not replenished. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.